From the moment he arrived on the video game scene, Nathan Drake was destined to become a hero. Or at least that is what Naughty Dog wanted us to believe. It was 2007 when we were first introduced to Uncharted on the PlayStation 3. There's no doubt Naughty Dog was going after the treasure-hunting subgenre Tomb Raider created. Uncharted, Drake's Fortune, was a bit of a sleeper hit, and the series has grown into one of the best-selling franchises of all time. The gameplay, while a bit dated if you go back today, set a standard at the time for 3D platforming and approachable gun mechanics. The talent on display, from the acting to the snappy dialogue to the visuals, felt like a spectacular, big-budget blockbuster where the player controls the hero. Fans loved the superficial, square-jawed, rock-climbing playboy from the start, and by the time the second game was announced, players were itching to get their trigger fingers on the new release. In Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, fans felt that the PlayStation 3 finally had a game that showcased what the system was capable of. Not only were some of the clunkier aspects of the gameplay from the first Uncharted ironed out, but the larger-than-life set pieces, cinematic orchestral soundtrack, and the likable characters also set it apart from all its competition. When the third game in the series, Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, came out, 2 years before the release of the PlayStation 4, it seemed that the developers had set the bar yet again for what could be achieved visually and cinematically in games. Uncharted was on a roll. The series seemed unstoppable. And when the PlayStation 4 came out, everyone was hungry for the next offering. Gamers wanted to hang out with their favorite unflappable hero, Nathan Drake, again. But they'd have to wait. Naughty Dog was in the throes of developing another new IP, an intellectual property, called The Last of Us. And they wanted to get that game just right before returning to Nate's adventures. You might be asking yourself why I'm bringing all this up. Why is it important to understand the context surrounding Uncharted 4? Part of this is that I believe that understanding the history behind a great work of art makes you appreciate its value more. And it's also good to know the order of these Naughty Dog games, because it helps to see how each game is influenced by the ones that came before. It's particularly interesting to watch a studio learn from their own mistakes. Basically, what I'm saying here is the 5-year break and the work the team did on The Last of Us had a major influence on the way Naughty Dog approached Uncharted 4's story. And more important, Nathan's character. Pop culture has given us characters like Nathan for a century or more. You know the trope of the good guy, who mows down anyone in his path as he becomes the hero of the story. And rather than shy away from that stereotype, Naughty Dog laid into it with both guns blazing, pun intended. Not only does Nathan Drake shoot first and joke later, but he also does it with an efficiency that is so over the top that we kind of just get used to it. In the first three games, Nathan is charming. He's the rough-cut American version of James Bond. He's funny, he shows no mercy for bad guys, he's smart, and he's got looks that would fit on the silver screen. In every way, Naughty Dog has encoded him to be a hero. But for some, this happy-go-lucky, winner-takes-all persona is undercut by his brutality and the body count he leaves behind. Look, Nathan Drake is no saint. In fact, to really fall for this guy, you need to push aside the fact that he's killed hundreds, maybe thousands of baddies, not to mention a few innocent bystanders along the way. And not only that, but he does all this with a smirk and a witty quip that minimizes the violence. And while Uncharted fans generally loved Drake, Naughty Dog wasn't finished crafting this complex character, and we owe some of that to the time they spent on The Last of Us. While the Uncharted series to date has been very focused on larger-than-life action sequences and adventurous treasure hunts, The Last of Us was a more intimate, character-driven experience. And after crafting that game, which is widely acclaimed as one of the greatest story games ever told, the team returned to the Uncharted world and took it in a new direction by making Nathan Drake more vulnerable and truer to his gameplay narrative. Formerly, Nathan's character was incongruous to his actions because he killed people for gold and fortune. Yet, he was somehow the good guy. But we're not supposed to like him less for his countless acts of homicide. because he charms us with a debonair shrug and cracks a joke about Sully's fine backside. It's an unspoken agreement between the developers and the audience that Uncharted is an action-adventure, Indiana Jones-style blockbuster. That is, until Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.